from stpetecatalyst.com.
And we are back in the Catalyst studio with my mayor, and joining me is Marcille Powers, candidate for mayor. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on again, Joe. It's always so much fun to be on your show.
So how's life on the campaign trail?
It's going pretty good. I'm going to do an event on July 10th at Sacred Lands. So I'm just planning that out, and should have music and art and lots of fun stuff.
Sounds fun. So today we're in our head around the Tropicana Field site, and we're looking at it through the lens of the past, the present, and the future. So from your perspective, what should we know about the Tropicana Field site in the past?
I'll just say that for me, the most important thing about the Tropicana site is the Brooker Creek that runs through it, because water is sacred. And flowing fresh water gives us a source of negative ions, which are very important for our health. We're constantly being bombarded with positive ions from electricity and chemicals, and they're causing a lot of disease and illness. Whereas if we go out and we get negative ions from running water, rainwater, the beach, it helps us with our serotonin levels, it helps our health, and a lot of other things. So to me, the most important thing about the Tropicana site is how we take care of the creek there.
And when we look at those environmental elements, what do you see the role of, I would assume you're interested in a large green space in the area. So can you kind of dig in a little bit more to what you would love to see with regard to that green space around that water on the Trop site?
Yeah, well, I just see us developing the creek more and it being more luscious, trees around there, some hammocks. If you go to the Riverwalk in Bradenton, kind of like that, where there's apartments right along the water's edge and lots of leisure area, kind of like a big long park with some apartment buildings all around it.
Makes sense. So moving to the present, what are your thoughts on the current state of the march towards redeveloping the Trop?
There needs to be a really big stakeholder survey. And I know they have had a lot of meetings with people, but we just need something on paper that lets us know how everyone is feeling, a couple empathy sessions, especially with the Black community, considering that it is also a sacred site for them because it's a burial ground. So we need to talk to them about what's the best way we're going to figure out what to do with their sacred space.
And as we look to the community and ask them these questions and ask them for their input, do you think we need to also make efforts to gather more data to share with the community? So a consultant has been on the table to hire someone as a sort of an objective third-party view over all the different aspects. Is that something you would support?
Last night, they were calling the consultant a stadium consultant, and I was under the impression that they only had experience working with sports stadiums. While the sports stadium is an important part of the area, and it can definitely have some more community events that can, get some of the kids out and things. I see players from the team working with, kids who may not have a father around playing catch maybe a few times a year. So I guess a consultant, I would rather pull in someone like Dave Algren, who's experienced with permaculture, a world-renowned permaculturist, look at the soil levels and, what we need to do to help the waterways, maybe pull in the Estuary Project and Tampa Bay Water Watchers. So I don't know what sort of consultant is being called on, but I would think we would want to survey more for ecologically at this point, given our certain state on the planet. However, if we want to have someone come in and look at how much money a stadium can make, I'm not sure how that's going to benefit us in the long run. If, you know, we don't have a planet. So.
Fair point. So when we think about the future of that site, if we think, what's the North Star? What should be the thing that we're all sort of marching towards? How would you compose that North Star? What are the elements that we need to make sure in that TROP when it's fully developed?
Well, it needs to have a natural beauty to it. It needs to make you want to walk around and be there, because the state, right now, it's very concrete, it's very blah. People can't wait to get out of town after the game. I've been one of those business owners at one of the markets just waiting for those people from the stadium to come buy something, and they never came, and they never bought. And I've heard that from a lot of business owners. So if we start making that area more appealing aesthetically through nature, then those people will be more likely to keep walking and start noticing the little stores at the bottoms of the apartments, and maybe even start to decide to stay in the city for longer and spend their money here, because they're not spending their money here. People are going to those games and then taking their money with them. So it's not good for businesses.
And as you look to more walkability or making it more attractive for folks to stay after the games, and sort of mixing that with the green space element, 175 definitely comes into play as it comes off the highway there, kind of near Booker Creek. Is that something you think that we should remove, or what would be your solutions for how to handle 175 as it comes off 275 near Booker Creek?
That's a really good thought. There are ways that we could add greenery around 175, and as we look at adding a monorail and other forms of transportation, we can see how the traffic flow is coming in and out of the city, and maybe there are some other places that would make more sense.
Wonderful. Marcio Powers in the Catalyst Studio, thank you for sharing your insights. It's always good to see you.
Thank you for having me on, Joe.
From stpcatalyst.com.